This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This hour, I'm visiting in Kinsale in the southern part, probably among the most southern places in the Republic of Ireland. And then we're going to go west of here. And we're going to go to Port McGee. And standing in the town of Port McGee, you can see the Skellig Islands, including Skellig Michael, where more than 1,000 years ago, 800, 900, 1,000 years ago, monks built round stone, for more, they call them huts, but they look more like stone igloos. And they lived in the harshest conditions on Skellig Michael, where the winds of the Atlantic and the jaggedy stone steps that they built, how did they do all of that without electricity, without the kinds of tools that lift, you know, like cranes that lift huge rocks that weigh amazing tonnage. It's all remarkable. But this lovely village that is the almost, not quite, the most southwestern point in Ireland is a place called Mizzenhead, and we're going to get there yet. You can also see where they're filming the 2017 and 2018 little featured pieces of Star Wars. And Skellig Michael was where they filmed the film that came out in the fall, winter of 2015 of Star Wars. It's all amazing. And we're going to do all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The versatile Seth MacFarlane joins Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Orchestra in a swinging symphonic serenade of classic songs from the 40s and 50s. Sunday, July 10th. His rich baritone voice is infectious, reflecting his love of the great American songbook. MacFarlane is a creator, writer, director, and singer at the forefront of today's popular media, garnering 2 Emmy Awards, 2 Grammy Award nominations, and an Academy Award nomination for his work in television, music, and motion pictures. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or
888-266-1200. I am just thrilled that I have Hal McElroy with me. He is the general manager of the Trident Hotel in Kinsale, and that is on the southern shore of the Republic of Ireland, in just a grand place. This is the cutest little town, and if you walk up the road a piece, you don't have to walk very far along the shoreline, just a couple blocks in actuality, and you will see Acton's Hotel. So we've got some good news related to Acton's Hotel, and what would that be, Mr. McElroy?
Well, Acton's Hotel and the Trident Hotel have always worked very well together in all the years that I've been here, but we now have a closer relationship.
So what does that mean? It means when you had more people than you knew what to do with, you would call them and walk them over there?
That's just about it. Well, do you know what? The first event I ever did in the Trident Hotel, a long, long time ago, 29 years ago, I didn't have staff to serve the food. And this is a small town, so I didn't have access to them. And the manager, assistant manager, and waiting staff left a wedding in Acton's after they'd served the meal, walked down to the Trident Hotel and served dinner and walked back up again. And that was the type of relationship that we've had over the years.
Wow.
And that's when Acton's was actually owned by Trust House Forte, which was a UK-based international company.
Rocco Forte.
That's Rocco, indeed, yeah. And they worked...
He lost his name, didn't he? Didn't he?
So, I don't know.
I think somewhere in something, when the son took it over, the name got lost in that act somehow. I have to trace the history on that. But they always had very fine hotels.
Absolutely.
In their portfolio.
Yes.
Very fine hotels. But you know, we think, especially in America, we think about cutthroat competition. You know, if I know too many situations where if a hotel that was two blocks away, right on the waterfront, competing with you, was having a problem, the people in the hotel would just let you hang. They'd laugh and let you hang.
Well, Kinsale is different. I have to say,
Ireland is different.
Well, yeah, Ireland is different, but I think Kinsale is typically different because if you go back 40 years, over 40 years, the restaurants in Kinsale, there was only one restaurant originally, and that was the Spinnaker restaurant run by a lady called Hedley McNeice. And then there was another man called Peter Barry came in, and he wanted to open a restaurant as well. And everybody said, "What type of fool is that man? There's already a restaurant in Kinsale. Why would you want two?"
And it grew into being the gourmet capital of Ireland.
Well, they created the Good Food Circle, which still exists today, and we have a very strong Good Food Circle. We run gourmet festivals, we run a chowder cook-off, we run an awful lot of events like that, and that's because restaurants work together. And it's not normal, if you like. As you say, normally your competitor is your competitor. But your competitor is in a place like Kinsale. We want people to come here, and whether they stay with the Trident Hotel, whether they stay in Acton's Hotel, whether they stay somewhere else, we want them to have a good time. We want them to enjoy themselves. We want to get the best of food, the best of drink, the best of music, the best accommodation. And we want them a positive vibe coming from the town.
It's the reason that malls make sense and work. Because if it was better for stores to be proprietary about their own street corner and their own shop buried away in this location, that location, when the idea of why don't we bring all the stores together in one place and give people not one reason to come, but give them 200 or 300 or more reasons. And you walk into a mall in America, you'll have 30 shoe stores. And they're all doing nicely, by the way. And they're all, because you have created this multi-purpose spot, it gives
That's
people
right.
more reason to want to come there.
Yeah. But don't forget, people don't just eat. So you have people that they need, if they want to come here and eat. Last year, there were 65 places to eat in Kinsale. There's 4,500 people live here. So 65 places to eat is a lot. So people then want to come, so they need to stay somewhere. They can't eat all day and all night. So we have wonderful galleries. Great artists in this area. People love to live in this area.
Tell me more about Acton's. I walk past it all the time. I've never walked in the door. What's it like?
Well, you should do. It's a lovely hotel, 4-star hotel as well. And it has 73 rooms. And it's been recently refurbished. Very nice job done there as well too. They have a leisure centre. It's about 300 metres, 300 yards away from the Trident, right on the waterfront.
Explain
as well.
Explain for those people in the US who are unfamiliar with the term leisure centre what that means.
Well, there's a swimming pool and there's a jacuzzi and a steam room and just a number of different things. There's treatment rooms as well too, and there's a gym to work out in as well.
Now, would they be open year-round as well?
They are open year-round as well. Yeah.
Are there any days when they're closed?
Currently, they are closed Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day, as are we in the Trident. So we'd both take 2 days off in the year, and the rest of the time we're open. So, but it's Acton's and the Trident working together. We have always had a good relationship, as I say, and it's a no-brainer, really, from our point of view. We now have an opportunity. They have 73 rooms, so we have 148 rooms. To sell in one of the best little towns in Ireland.
And so for people to get more information about Acton's Hotel?
The Acton's website is actonshotelkinsale.com.
Well, I can't tell you how happy I am that you were able to spend a little time and bring us up to date on that. And I have to get my bones through the door there and take a look and see what it's all about. But it certainly has a glamorous history. And it is in a, just like the Trident Hotel, spectacularly positioned for the views and being right on the waterfront. And this is a very walkable town.
Very walkable. And in fact, it's easier to walk than drive. So if you find somewhere to park, stay parked.
No, that's very true, because parking is at a premium. Mm-hmm. Although I love the fact that the way the Trident Hotel is built, you've got your own U-shaped event going there, and the hotel guests right. have a good spot to park in. But, you know, you take the car out, and, you know, getting a place to park can be a challenge.
Even getting around some of the small streets.
Well, that's very true, too, because you have two-lane roads where people park on both sides.
That's
now
right.
what? I want to thank you very much for joining us. It's a delight to learn about the growing family of the Trident and Acton's Hotels, Acton's Hotel Kinsale. We'll be right back. In fact, by the magic of radio, I want to take you someplace else.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you by Amtrak, reaching all corners of New York State, including Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, and onward to Montreal, offering 15% savings, spacious seats, easy boarding, free Wi-Fi on board, and 15% savings on your next trip. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, while you are listening to those very important commercial spot information pieces, we jumped in the car and condensed time. Actually, we took a spaceship. That's how, in minutes, we were able to get from Kinsale on the southern shore of Ireland to Port McGee. And if you look at a map, you'll see all these coves and nooks and crannies created by the Irish shoreline. And before you get to the part all the way west, that is Dingle, the Dingle Peninsula, there's another part before it. And if you look along the coastline, you will see at the edge of the earth, Port McGee. Truly, in County Kerry, in Ireland. Now, much of County Kerry, it extends northward, and as you're driving from Shannon Airport in County Clare and you go through Tralee, maybe you take a trip around the Dingle Peninsula and then you come back up and now you're headed toward Killarney. If before you get anywhere near Killarney, you just after you leave the Dingle Peninsula, make a right turn and head southward, you're going to come to a spot that I can compare it to Land's End in England. If you look at the southern map of England and you go all the way to the west, there, the last spot on the map is Land's End, and it's pretty much where Camelot and King Arthur and all that was supposed to have taken place. When you look at the map of Long Island in New York, you go all the way to the end. Now, in that case, you'd be going all the way eastward. You'll come to Montauk Point. So Port McGee is very much like that in County Kerry. It is the most southwestern point before you're in the drink. And one of the things that makes this a must-visit place, although it has always been on the must-visit place for people who are clever enough to know of its existence, now there's a whole lot of fuss over it, because people have finally focused on the Skellig Islands. And one of those islands, Skellig Michael, which you can see from the windows or standing outside the front door of the moorings at the Bridge Bar, right on the waterfront in Port McGee, you can see Skellig Michael. And Skellig Michael has a long history and ancient buildings on it that you see in the film, the newest Star Wars film. Now, as luck would have it, the Starwood folks are back in Ireland filming again. and we couldn't get over to see them up in Inishowen, the most northern part of County Donegal, last week when we were minutes away. But we were warned that everybody from the police to the Irish Army had closed the roads and you couldn't get anywhere near the set that they set up that for the staging of the film, for the next Star Wars film. And it was a waste of time to drive over there because you weren't going to be able to get down the road and you just have to turn around and come back. So we did that ho-hum, too bad, and left. But then we heard that the Star Wars people are all over the most southern part of Ireland right now. And there's a place not far from Port Magee where they are filming where you can go up on a hilltop a bit over from where they're filming, and there's no way to close you out of there. So if you can find that hilltop, you can get the shots looking down. We're going to try and do that tomorrow. And maybe next weekend, by next weekend, you will see blogs with photos, and we'll talk about it next week. But in the interim, there is more filming going on up and down the southern coastline of Ireland. And not that long ago, the crew and all the people, the actors associated with the Star Wars latest film that's already out, many of them stayed at the moorings, and at which you will find the Bridge Bar in Port Magee. And I have Jared Kennedy here with me, who is the owner, management of the family-owned and operated moorings at the Bridge Bar in Port Magee, and it's one word, people, County Kerry, Ireland. You know, when I interviewed you back in January by telephone, I had no plan, no idea, no intention that in May of this year, I'd be sitting here in this lovely lounge of your hotel, bar, restaurant facility, face to face with you, sweet person.
Welcome to Port Magee, Stephanie.
It's a pleasure to be here, and you are the nicest guy on the face of the planet.
Thank you.
Now, you've been operationally involved in the moorings at the Bridge Bar just about forever, it feels like to you, I bet.
That's right.
Now, how did all that happen?
Well, we've been here 27 years, my wife and I.
It's a good number.
Yeah, and my wife's father and mother owned the business for 50 to 60 years before that. And they were selling, so we bought it off them, and we opened, it was a bar at the time that was there before we came, and then we opened a kitchen and did food here. And it's progressed since then, really. We bought the house next door and added on, and then we had 3 bedrooms in the beginning, and then now we have 18 bedrooms.
18.
So we have a restaurant.
That's a fairly good size.
Yes, it's good
How
size.
How many, when the people were here shooting Star Wars, were all the rooms occupied by their crew and whoever? Or?
Yeah, well, most of the rooms. Some of the rooms we had already pre-booked, so we kind of...
Those lucky people fell in, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, I forgot to tell you, Stephanie, the room we're sitting in was the pre-production room for Star Wars.
Oh, that's good. We'll take lots of pictures.
They arrived in 2014, and they had said that they were coming to do... 2 people came and said they were coming to do filming on the Skelligs, and I asked them.
They lied. They acted like they were doing a documentary on the history of the Skellig Islands
and the puffins
that live there.
Yeah, I think I told you this before.
By the way, I cannot leave here without one of those puffins in that little display case downstairs.
No problem.
You give me the bill and I'll pay up. And that one of those puffins is going home with me.
Great. You can have one of those. So this is where it all happened, really. And you know, it was very exciting for that 6 weeks, really, I suppose. Very exciting that we're here.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I want to know more about that. We're going to talk a bit more about the Skellig Islands and Skellig Michael, which you can see for a very short period of time. It's the island that has those round stone huts where they filmed it in Star Wars. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Gerard. Now, if he were American, we'd call him Gerard. So I have to put an accent on the wrong syllable here. So I remember to say Gerard Kennedy. And he is master of the house of the moorings at the Bridge Bar in Port McGee, County Kerry, Ireland, which literally, if you have a window, a room of one of the 18 rooms they have here that faces the sea, you can see Skelly Michael. If you go out on the sidewalk, you will point yourself right in the direction and see Skelly Michael, the island with the ancient round stone huts built by the monks, probably, what, 1,000 years ago?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
And used in the film Star Wars. Was it 11 seconds or 11 minutes? I mean, it was like there they were and there they're gone.
Yes, seconds, really.
So 11 seconds?
Yeah.
But, you know.
But the next one is longer, I think. The next. They did. They filmed for two series out there, 2014, 2015. And that one is to come out. So that seemingly that's supposed to be 15 minutes. So.
Okay.
We don't know.
Well, the good news is, I mean, you know, with a film like Star Wars, all you need is, you know, in a visual effect,
yes,
3 seconds is a long amount of time. In fact, our creative director, genius, has gotten me to the point that I count frames when I watch a movie. It's really sick. Really, it's really sick. It's the result of having done, you know, I did a TV series called Jet Set 411. You can go to jetset411.com. I'm hoping that we will, before this year is over, be producing new episodes of that. And in doing that, because it's visual, we had to be concerned about how many seconds is this and how many seconds is that. And so I began counting frames, and now I'll watch the opening scenes of a movie where they're showing you the surf coming in and the tide going out and people on the beach and the grass on the dunes waving in the wind. And I said to my son, who is our creative director, Drew Abrams, and a genius at what he does, he is the reason that we continue to win major awards as best website. We went to see some film, and I said, you know, when the beginning, it opens with the tide coming in and going out, and every frame, they did 5 or 6 frames of 3 seconds, and then 1 frame of 5 seconds, and then they went back to 5 or 6 frames of 3 seconds, and then five, and he said, you're counting frames? I said, yeah. He said, that's amazing. He said, that's wonderful. That's really amazing. But it's remarkable that 11 seconds in a film could cause such a stir. And I have bumped into more Americans here in May in Ireland headed this way. And I know it's because of the film and that 11 seconds.
Yes.
But this has been a touristic destination for decades and decades and probably eons. So who would have been the guest who would have come here prior to the Star Wars motivation?
Well, previous to that, we would have an awful lot of the Irish actors been here, and Irish hotel owners and the government people would have come and stayed with us, you know, prior to that. And
when you say prior to that, do you mean prior but knowing that the Star Wars thing was going to happen, or just this is like years ago?
This is years ago.
Okay.
And then I suppose since, I mean, first of all, this probably is the busiest May, month of May that we've ever had. you know, and we were expecting it because of the Star Wars, because of all the media.
You really fell in, didn't you?
We fell in.
Yeah, we were under the right star.
Yeah, but we were waiting to fall
in. This is where the rainbow ends, right there. There's the pot, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, but after 27 years, Stephanie, we're delighted.
I'm telling you, but it's the number.
It is.
It had to be 27 years. And anybody that's listened for more than a week to Travel with Stephanie Abrams or Travelers 411, my Saturday show heard over most of these same stations, knows that that number 27 is magic. Mm-hmm. Magic. Listen, I was watching this morning some BBC news something that we picked up in TV in our room here. And they're talking about a major company that is a brand name in the U.S. And I have to take a closer look to see if what they were reporting affects people in the U.S. as well. And if it does, then I will be talking about it next week. But these are folks that make washers and dryers. And their dryers apparently burst into flames. And you have to be very careful that you clean the lint out and whatever. And they now have, they named in this newscast, a website you can go to, and it lists the 127 models that are affected in this dangerous situation. And I thought, you know, why 127? It could be any number. There's an infinite variety of numbers of models that could be affected by this, you know, dangerous situation. Why is it 127? Bernie Sanders is his source of pride, $27 a person. You know, every time I look, 27 million this, 27,000 that. It's either 27 or 127. There is something magical about this number. And for me, it's my birthday, 27th of January. So it's either 27 or 127. Right. And that's what you were waiting
27.
For. 27. You were waiting for that 27 and the pot of gold hit.
And it hit.
Well, congratulations on winning the lottery. I just love it. So, great. So you find yourself full a good deal of the time. We're lucky we got in here.
Yeah, very lucky, really. I suppose we'd get a room for you, all right. We are really. And the interest is very big for the boats. We have a boat as well that takes the people out of the Skelligs. And the interest is very, very
huge. Is this your brother's boat?
My brother-in-law. He takes the boat.
Does the boat have a name?
The Claire Mary.
The Claire Mary.
Lady Claire, sorry.
Oh, the Mary Claire?
Yeah, Lady Claire.
Oh, the Lady Claire. Lady that's Claire. A nice name, the Lady Claire. It's a very nice name.
And he takes the people out to the Skelligs and does the trip around the Skelligs, you know. And
for those of you who are not prudish about the films you watch, because if you've got any sense of, I don't know, strong moral turpitude, you're not going to watch this film. For everybody else, get the film Shirley Valentine. Do not have your children in the room when you watch it, because it is for adults. But there's nothing pornographic about it, but it's a lovely film. And in the film, but it's not for everybody. In the film, Shirley Valentine, who's an English lady, wins a trip to Greece. And her friend invites her to go with her. So she leaves her husband and family, goes off to Mykonos, where she meets a guy, Kostas, who keeps telling her, come with me on brother's boat. So every time you say, this is your brother's boat, I think of Shirley Valentine going out on Kostas' brother's boat. You have to see the film after your kids have gone to bed. It's a good movie. And wonderful scenes of Greece and Mykonos.
So but you might get out on that boat tomorrow, by the way.
Well, listen, on brother's boat, as long as he doesn't behave like Kostas, I'll be fine. So how often does the boat go out, or is it by appointment or necessity or need or what?
Well, it's by need, I suppose. Well, the trips are 10 in the morning, 1:30 and 4. So that's the trips that are there every day. But if you need it any other time, it can go as well, you know.
As long as the weather is
as long as the weather. Today, obviously, they didn't go because the weather wasn't. The landing was a problem today, you know. Yeah. It's a bit rough.
Well, if it's windy, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, big ferries have problems.
They have,
You know, we had a cancellation on Irish ferries from Dublin to Holyhead in Wales a couple of years ago when the Ryder's Cup was in Wales, and they had in Wales, terrible rain and wind and what. And it was gorgeous in Dublin. When we got there and they said this ferry crossing's been canceled, there are no ferry crossings today. I said, why? And they said, because of weather. And I said, weather? What weather? It was sunny and gorgeous and calm and no wind in Ireland, but on the coast of Wales, which is what, 2.5 hours away by fast boat. They wouldn't be able to safely tie up at the other end, and I just assumed they didn't go, because who needs that?
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with getting stuck in Dublin an extra day.
Right.
So we just turned around, went back to our hotel, and said, I hope you haven't changed the linens in our room, because we want to check right back in. Hope you didn't sanitize it for the next guest, because we're coming back in. So I want to talk with you about being in Port McGee in County Derry, and I know that you are musically talented, and one of the things Irishmen are not shy about is singing, and I'm going to impose on your good nature to do that for us. So we're going to do all of that after these important messages. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from County Kerry in Port McGee. Don't go away. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include a Gershwin celebration May 18th and 19th, featuring the Boston Pops and their renditions of Gershwin classics, including Rhapsody in Blue. And don't miss a Broadway evening with Tony Award winner Sutton Foster, May 26th and 27th. Keith Lockhart will lead the Pops and Ms. Foster in an unforgettable musical tour of Broadway. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being in a lounge at the Moorings at the Bridge Bar in Port McKee, County Kerry. And in this lounge were assembled all the production people working on Star Wars when they were filming at Skellig Michael, an island that is just across from this B&B restaurant and bar. And the rooms were filled with the Star Wars people. And on that subject, Mark Hamill was here.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, they were here for the 4 days, I suppose, of filming. But on the wrap night, they were in the bar. They had their wrap night in the bar. And Daisy Ridley was there. And Mark Hamill was there with his wife and his two children. And there was about 150 people of the group there, you know. And
for people who are not Star Wars people, tell them who Mark Hamill is.
Mark Hamill, he plays Luke Skywalker. And I really didn't know him on the night, you know, because I'm really not into the Star Wars at all.
Well, it was good that I asked that question.
Yeah, yeah.
For people just like you.
Exactly. And I didn't know anymore until I saw this man inside the bar filling a pint. And I said, who the hell is this? And some of the customers said to me, are you silly? This is Mark Hamill, you see?
And you said, yeah?
And I said, yeah,
so what's your point?
Yeah. So, what's the big deal? But I realized that somebody took a video of him inside the bar on their phone, and it went up, and it got 25,000 hits within, like, say, 7 or 8 hours. So he filled the pint behind the bar in our place, and it was great.
Well, and you now have this big photo mural.
Yes.
Of Skellig Michael. And a barrel in front of it standing on the floor with what looks like the tap that you pull to fill
right.
a glass of Guinness. Does that actually work?
It works.
That's piped through the floor in that barrel?
Piped through the floor. And
that's very cool.
People are filling it.
The part I loved about it is what it says scrolled on the wall, painted into the mural. And it says,
may the crack be with you.
You've got to love that. You see, I like to say, may the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's from Spaceballs, the spoof that Mel Brooks did about Star Wars. And for those of you, don't get carried away if you're listening for the first time. This is not crack cocaine. This is C-R-A-I-C, may the crack be with you, which is an Irish word that is the catch-all for such things as good fun, lots of laughs, nice stories, camaraderie, enjoying yourself with friends and people who have just become friends. So, yeah, may the crack be with you. You got to love that. Every one of you who's got Guinness on tap in your pub, you ought to have that on the wall. So I've never had a problem asking an Irishman to sing. Usually, I don't even get an answer, yes or no. They just burst into song. And I understand that you would like to share with us a song that has a story behind it about a fishing village and people worrying about folks out in boats. And
yes.
And well, it's called?
It's called Three Score and Ten. And it's relates a lot to little fishing villages like this because, you know, people go out, fishermen go out at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're never really sure they're going to return, you know. And that has happened here over the years. And it's very sad, you know, when they're not found and that kind of thing.
Are we going to cry from your song?
No.
Okay. Don't make me sad.
I won't.
Okay. Here we go. And this is Jared Kennedy, owner, operator, manager, chief cook and bottle washer at the Moorings at the Bridge Bar in Port Magee, County Kerry, Ireland, singing 3 Score and 10 or 70.
That's it. October's night brought such a sight 'twas never seen before. There were masts and yards and broken spars all washed up upon the shore. There was many a heart of sorrow, there was many a heart so brave. There was many a true and noble lad to find a watery grave. And it's 3 Score and 10 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town. From Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Their herring craft, their trawlers, their fishing smacks as well. They longed to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
There's got to be more to that story.
That is.
Well, do more of that story if there is.
Would I?
Yeah.
Is it good enough for that?
I got to hear what happened next.
Sorry, what's the next verse of it? Thinks I seen a host of craft spreading their sails aleave, as down the Humber they do glide, bound for the cold North Sea. Methinks I seen a neat small craft, a crew with hearts so brave, going out to earn their daily bread upon the restless wave. And it's 3 Score and 10 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town. From Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Their herring craft, their trawlers, their fishing smacks as well. They long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
Angels cheer 'cause we're together. weather.
Oh, well, that was lovely. So let me do our round of applause. And what a great way to end today's show. We're going to go out and play at Skellig Michael and get as close to it as we can. I want you to come back next week, everybody. So much more to share with you. Travel safe. Travel richly. Gotta fly now.
Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.